Good morning, everybody. Let us start our EMP this morning with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for good time that you have given to us. Today we come to you. We need your word, Father. We need your power. We need your guidance so that your word become our daily life. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our Bible reading from First Letter of John, chapter 2, verse 7 to 17. Beloved, I'm not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him, in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who say he is in the light but yet hate his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness, does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sin have forgiven you for his name's sake. I am writing to you, Father, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young man, because you have overcome the evil one. I have writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I have writing to you, Father, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young man, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world nor the thing in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also is in lust. But the one who loves the will of God lives forever. Today, we will explore the theme of love in this passage. John said, Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment. When he starts with this sentence, that means to love is not something new, but to love is the essence of the word. If we go back to the Old Testament, we start from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. The Bible told us, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Yeah. So, this is something old. I mean, it's already written to the Israel. And then, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, we can see how the love is described in 10 commandments, which is 1 to 4, how to love God, and then 5 to 10, how to love other people. Yeah. And then from this 10 commandments, we know the book of Torah, how we apply these 10 commandments. And then if we go back to the Old Testament, so what is the main message of the Old Testament? Same, how to love God and how to love other people. And then when Jesus come, which is we call New Testament, Jesus said, yeah, I'm not changed the Old Testament, but I fulfill the Old Testament through my life and my ministry. So when the Pharisees come and ask Jesus, what is the first or the most important law from the God, Jesus give answer from Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 40. Let's see Matthew chapter 22. Jesus said, you shall love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. So, John just repeat what is in Old Testament and what is in New Testament. And then John reminded to the disciple, to the church member, that you must love God and you must love your neighbor. Because what? Because in the beginning, John already tell us that the first sign of being as a believer is to love God and to love the other. So if you want to know that how fast your spiritual grow in your spiritual life, that easy. Just to know how big your love to God and how big your love to other. Now we go to the second point. How we share, how we show our love to other people. Or at the same sentence, I can say how to love. Because easy for us to say the description of love. But the problem is when we go to the daily life, then we need to show our love. Then my question is how to love? Yeah, how to love? John said in the negative side, we go back to 1 John chapter 2, he said, the one who says he is in the light, yet hate his brother, is in the darkness until now. So how to love mean? Don't hate your brother. Yeah, don't hate your brother. Hate or haters is the sign that there is no love in his life. I try to collect few cases regarding of hate. First case, Cain hate Abel. Yeah, Cain hate Abel, and then finally Cain kill Abel. Yeah. Why? Because Cain hate Abel. Cain thought because of Abel that God refused my offering. If there is no Abel, God will accept my offering. Then I will be number one. Because Cain kill Abel, that means Cain create his own world. Cain create his own world. And then finally, Cain run away with his own world. Brothers and sisters, be careful. If you hate someone, and the second step is you will kill that person or you create your own world. When you create your own world and then you trap in your own world, then you can become abnormal. Abnormal people means people who have own will. And this is Cain. And then the problem of hates people cannot intervene by God. I mean, God tell Cain what happened with you. But God didn't take out the hate or angry in our life is our own responsible. What I mean is, you can choose to hate or to love. Yeah, you can choose. But Cain choose to hate, angry, and finally kill Abel. This is number one. Number two, Absalom hate his brother called Amnon. And then when you read the Bible, Absalom wait for 2 years, make a plot, and finally kill Amnon. 2 years, brothers and sisters. So if you know, if you ask me, what is the most dangerous virus in our spiritual life, I can say hate, angry. It can keep long in your heart. Absalom, 2 years. And then the third one, Jonah. I can say Jonah have this kind of feeling. He hates Nineveh people, although he go back to Nineveh, but he hope that God kill, destroy all Nineveh people. Hate. So if we have this kind of feeling and we keep it in our life, the Bible told us that still in the darkness until now. Brothers and sisters, especially this morning, I want to say it is too sad if we as a family of God, when we have different opinion, and then we hate our brother, yeah, and then we bring this kind of feeling angry to go anywhere, and then we can influence other people to hate our enemy. So we become the agent of evil. Yeah. So it is true. If we live this kind of living, we still in the darkness. Now, the opposite of how to love is how to love. I mean, the opposite of how to love is hate. Now we go back to the understanding how we love. How we love. To love means to practice 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 to 7. Let us open 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 13, 4 to 7. Love is patient, love is kind, and it not jealous. Love does not drag, and it is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. This is the definition of love. How to love? When I try to understand how to love, I want to let us know that love must have three dimensions. First dimension, I start with our neighbor, our society, or our brother, or our family, our friend. When I talk about how to love with this kind of people, then I have 2 points. The first, how to love mean to forgive. And then the second, how to love mean to giving. When we talk about love with other people, then we just talk about two. How to forgive and how to giving. That's all. Yeah. So whenever we see something wrong, something not according what we wanted, then it is a time to show to them that I still have a room of forgiveness in my heart. I still have a room. So sometime, maybe in our office, yeah, in our society, family, we said, no way, I don't agree with you. I'm the first one. I'm right, you are wrong, blah, 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 blah. Then, when you sit down, yeah, just ask yourself, do you still have a room of forgiveness? If you have the room of forgiveness, that means you know how to love. The second point is how to give. When we talk about love, then we talk about how to give. Yeah, I know how to give is very important word for a young man when he proposed to a young lady. Yeah, if the young man say, "I love you more than anything," but then when he proposed, sorry to say, he bring a ring with a diamond, but fake diamond. I mean, a few hundred diamond. But for himself, he use Rolex, or he has iPhone 13, and then he has a lot of money. But when he proposed, he only give Swarovski ring around 2,000-3,000. Do you want it any? No, you are smart. Yeah. Yeah. So then you can measure how big his love to you. Yeah. So I cannot know how big your love, but I can measure your love by your giving. So that's mean to love means to give. It doesn't mean every time we need to measure our love with money. No, brothers and sisters. Our time, our concern, our sharing, our prayer for other people, that want to let us know this is my love for that people. So, with other. Now, regarding with ourselves, yeah, we need to love ourselves. Yeah, how to love ourselves? I didn't teach you selfish, but I teach you how to love yourself. How to love yourself mean accept and enjoy yourself as a gift from God. Yeah, accept and enjoy yourself as a gift of God. No one same. We all different by character, by talent, by ability. Yeah, when you love yourself, you enjoy with yourself. Okay, I cannot play music, I can enjoy music. I cannot speak, I can enjoy the message. But I can do other things in the church. I'm enjoy with myself. I do not force myself to become other people. I know that God has this kind of purpose in my life. So I enjoy. By enjoying this kind of life, then I have thanksgiving to God. So this is mean to love yourself. Yeah. And then the third point, regarding God, how to love God. The Bible is very clear when talk about how to love God. We go back to the 1 John chapter 2, yeah, verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yeah, it's very clear. When I read this passage, then I make it short. To love God mean to put God number one in our life. Yeah. John describe it, don't love the world, but you need to love God. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, our money, our time, our power go too much to the world. not to God. Sometimes we really make God jealous in our life because we are too royal, too easy to give everything to the world, but too difficult to give to God. Sometimes we are easy to put the world number one and very difficult to put God number one. But if we love God, that means we need to put God number one in everything. Yeah. When people ask me how you make your priority in your life, how you set up your family, then I said, it's very easy. Yeah. Set up family is like put a piece of puzzle. Then you need to know how to put the big piece in the beginning. When you know how to put the big pieces in the beginning, easy to put the small thing. But when you put small thing first, then difficult to put the big one. I always put the big one in the beginning, and other will follow. What is the big one? The big one is priority, God number one. Yeah, we can see from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, but I and my family, I want to worship him. Matthew 6:33, seek ye thy kingdom first, and God will give you everything. So put God as a sign of our love to him. So remember this message. When we talk about to love mean regarding other people, two things, forgive and giving. Regarding ourselves, accept and enjoy yourself. Regarding God, put God number one, and then other thing easy to adjust. Now the last point. What is our power to love? Because it's not easy to love. To love costs you something. Yeah. When God loved the world, he caused his only son give it to us. Now, I have 3 points. From verse 12, I'm writing to you, little children, because your sin have forgiven you for his name's sake, have been forgiven. Number one, we have power to love because we already accept forgiveness from God. Number two, we can love other, love God, because we see the life of Jesus. Yeah. Number three, of course, because we already enjoy and accept God's love. Yeah. So this is our power to love God and to love other people, because we already release from sin, we get forgiveness, and we can see the life of Jesus as our model. So that's it. 3 points. No new commandment. How to love, and where the power come if we want to love other people. To complete this morning message, let us meditate a few things. First thing, let us see the love of God that he give it to us. The second point, in what area we still need improve. And then the last point, if you hate or angry with other people, it is a time to let it go.
Verse 1.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold. Gold, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to for you, my master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Ready to do your will. Ready to do your will.
Brothers and sisters, now it is the time for us to show our love for other people and to show our love for the church by praying. Yeah. Let us pray for people who suffer with cancer, running chemotherapy, radiation. We pray that God show His power to them. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for a group of people who are not only suffer with physical, but also we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart and they can see the love of God in their life. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for our brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition. Yeah, there's something or problem in their body. We pray that God will take all and then heal them perfectly. Let's also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new or better job. We pray that God will provide and give them the best. Thank you. brothers and sisters, for our mission prayer this morning. We pray for China. We pray for Pastor Hyunsu, Pastor Ricky, churches in China. We pray that God will lead them always in a good line, sharing the gospel, become a good witness for non-believer. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for board member. We pray for PSAM, PNET, Kiwan, and all the team, so that they can get wisdom from God, leading the church according God's will. Let's pray together. Let also pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, woman ministry. We pray for all activity in this fellowship. For SP 2.0, we pray for building resources, benefactor, and vision fund. Pray also for pregnant mom, Kathleen, Jade, and other mom. Yeah, thanks God. Yesterday, Yiling already delivered a baby and all in good health. also pray for house church activity. We pray that God will bless all house church tonight. Dear Father, thank you for a good time that you have given to us. Thank you for the message. Thank you a time to have fellowship with you. Now, we put our life into your hand. We pray that step by step, you always lead us to love you, to love other, and to bring love for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.